This is Twit.
Here's my iPhone 8, and then here's the guys here 3D printed the new iPhone here, and you can see it's pretty much the same form factor, at least of my.
Yeah,
8
but which one
8.
Are you referring to? Is that the R?
This is the S10S. Do you see how hard I'm working? There's smoke coming out of my ears as I'm trying to remember this.
These are the worst names since 2 months ago or a month ago when the Note 9 came out with lavender purple and ocean blue. I'm like, ain't they the same thing? If you just said lavender, wouldn't I know that that's purple? If you said ocean, wouldn't I know that's blue? How you just redundancy with the name? And then Apple comes along and says, hold my beer. And then they come out with all this stuff. And so you saying that all the phones are the best phones now. Oh, no, they're not. No, they're not. That are. Oh, okay. Are we at the feature part yet?
So I can let's just do it. Go. I want to hear this. He was going.
Let me tell you something. Dual SIM cards. Welcome to 2012. Oh, we got dual SIM cards. You know you can do that, right? You got an eSIM card. Oh, other people had that? Cool. Okay, next thing. Oh, stereo recording. Oh, what? They had that on other phones too? Oh, my God. But ours is magical stereo recording because we have waves in the video. It's amazing. Oh, wait. What's another feature that we have? Oh, we have HDR picture technology, nanobyte, gigabyte, thermal timeout learning. Pixel had that in their camera last year with the, okay. So what do we have new again? What do we do? What do we innovate? I don't know. Then you go talk about the battery life. What cell phone have you ever seen in your life that doesn't just tell you 13 hours with an asterisk, 14 hours or asterisk? Apple came along and said 30 minutes more than the old phone you used to buy. 30 minutes more than that little phone you used to have, and maybe 15 minutes more than this new phone you're going to get if you get the big one. Just tell me how long the battery lasts, because you won't tell me what's in there for the battery. And then the 1 meter versus the 2 meter. You couldn't have just made that all the same depth. Really? I still got you. Just the 2.4 cents it would have cost you because you told me I still got the same chip in it, and I'm not supposed to be jealous. Then you come with this wackadoodle screen. You charge $749. This phone should be $599. They want this phone for everybody and every kid. There's so much better phones out there for that price range that you could get in the world. And they say, $749 for everybody. For who? Entitled children are going to bug their kids so they can do this emoji thing? That's all it's for. You're just trying to get money. Apple ain't innovated nothing. All they do, I'm sorry, I'm yelling. I'm so upset. All they do is raise the price of their phones. And they make more money on the margins. So when I spend $1,100 on a Max and I only get 64 gigs, and I look at a Note and it starts at 128 gigs because, you know, they live in America and the world as we live in, and they know that nobody wants the 64 gigs. Then they offer you a phone at 512 for $1,500, and then you could put another 512 on top of that. I could get a terabyte of space with a Note. You know how many videos of cats and dogs and my child I can do with a terabyte on my phone? I can record my life for a month straight with a terabyte. But Apple is just squeaking on by with a 64, then to a 256. I hate so much the things that they do. Now ask me if I'm buying it and which one I'm buying.
That is so true. Was there anything you guys thought we would see from the Apple event that we didn't, that you wanted to?
Well, obviously the power mat, but then even in that beginning video with the Mission Impossible thing, and she's doing like I was super expecting that there was going to be these big advances for the EarPods, and there was nothing. Like that's a story that I want someone to dig into.
How did they spend that much money on a Mission Impossible intro when this is the 1 year your pictures got leaked? Y'all can't do Mission Impossible after leaking out the pictures of the phone and the watch. Tim Cook, you need to fire yourself and get your own clicker, brother. Walk across campus and get your own clicker. That's what you need to do, because there's no reason for Mission Impossible when you can't keep a picture locked down. That would have never happened to Mr. Steve Jobs. Never in his life. So the other thing that's driving me crazy about this phone, this is I'm getting the Max. I'm getting the 256. I'm about to spend $1,200 on a phone with a funky monkey brick from 1976 on. I can't even get quick charging. For $1,200, I can't even get a quick charging block. For $1,200, I no longer get headphones and a dongle. I hate dongles, but you want me to spend $999 for this dongle going forward after I just spent $1,200? Come on, Apple. Apple is wild, boy. Apple
no accessory just... bloat here, Odaka. They're not going to give you that little thing you plug into the wall because it's not environmental. It's not
You have quick charging, but you don't supply quick charge. You can go get a OnePlus phone for $500 right now, and guess what? They give you a quick charging block. I hate Apple so much, and the fact that I'm still addicted to these phone systems drives me crazy, because that's just ignorant. They just slap me in my face and disrespecting me. And they look, I can't keep a mean face with this emoji. This is me scowling right now. I'm struggling to keep it mean.
Emoji scowl is tough.
It's rough. My face, I'm going to have a headache when I get done this show.
You still have little kitty Memoji eyes, though. So, you know, it doesn't quite all translate. You are, though, I've decided that, you know, there's raconteurs. You're a rantauteur. Your rant is the best rant in business, man.
I appreciate you.